Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for September 13th, 2021. Guess who's exempt from the U.S. administration's recently announced vaccine mandates for all federal employees and contractors? Congress, congressional staffs, and those in the federal court system. That's because only the executive branch of government can be compelled under the executive order. Still, it creates an enormous layer of hypocrisy and suspicion that probably will not help reassure Americans the vaccines are safe and effective. Adding to that, the Speaker of the House said the House can't make its members get the vaccine, saying, quote, "Here's the thing, we cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't," which actually underscores the point many anti-vaxxers have been making. Get ready to go to the UK and dance. Authorities in Britain will not require vaccine passports for entry into nightclubs and other crowded events in England after all. That reverses an earlier plan. The health minister said they might reconsider if cases rise exponentially again. Not really sure how they plan on talking the babies out of being born, but a hospital in New York plans to stop delivering them later this month because too many maternity workers resigned rather than get the vaccine. A spokesman from the hospital in Lowville said 7 of the 30 people who resigned worked in maternity, and 7 more are being non-committal about the vaccine. That health system's full vaccination rate is above average at 73%. Here's an interesting way to honor first responders around 9/11. Threaten them. Mayor Bill de Blasio said they'll stop paying police and other city workers who aren't vaccinated. Only 53% of NYPD employees have gotten at least one dose. They aren't anti-vaxxers with political agendas, but they won't keep masks on or socially distance. That's because they're gorillas. They're very social creatures, like, you know, us. Atlanta Zoo says at least 13 Western lowland gorillas tested positive, including 60-year-old Ozzy, the oldest male gorilla in captivity. They're being treated with monoclonal antibodies. They believe the gorillas got it from a fully vaccinated, asymptomatic employee. In the United States, cases were down 7%, deaths are up 27%, and hospitalizations are flat over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since September 2nd. There are 9,303,506 active cases in the United States. With not all states reporting daily numbers, the 5 states with the biggest increase in hospitalizations per capita, North Dakota, 98%, Alaska, 39%, Ohio and West Virginia, 37%, and Montana and South Dakota, 30%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times, Perry, Kentucky, White, Tennessee, Clay, Kentucky, Stevens, Oklahoma, Whitley, Kentucky, Warren, Tennessee, Russell, Kentucky, Sequatchie, Tennessee, Grayson, Kentucky, and Rockcastle, Kentucky. There have been at least 659,942 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top 3 vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated, Vermont at 68.4%, Connecticut at 66.8%, and Massachusetts at 66.6%. The bottom 3 vaccinating states are Alabama at 39.6%, Wyoming at 39.7%, and Idaho at 39.8%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 53.4%. The 5 countries with the largest recent 24-hour increase in the number of fully vaccinated people, Sri Lanka, Panama, Argentina, Brazil, and Australia, all up 2%. Globally, cases were down 18% and deaths were down 13% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since August 27th. There are 18,788,871 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases, the United States, 35,450, India, 31,374, the UK, 29,173, the Philippines, 21,441, and Turkey, 21,352. There have now been at least 4,629,995 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.